Good morning. My name is Charlene Kihara. Today I will be talking about gas, greed, anger, and stupidity. This Buddhist concept defines a humanness, our foolishness in not learning from the past, why we keep making the same mistakes over and over. Gas is a concept in Buddhism which explains the three poisons. The three poisons are critical as to why human beings remain in the cycle of samsara. Samsara is the endless cycle of birth and death. In Jodo Shinshu, our belief is that when we believe in the primal vow, when we die, we enter the pure land, only to return to this samsara plane to teach and learn from others. Let me read a quote from a blog spot, Ichinen Sonzen. In the Buddhist teachings, the three poisons are the primary causes that keep sentient beings trapped in samsara. As shown in the Wheel of Life, the three poisons lead to the creation of karma, which leads to rebirth in the six realms of samsara. Of these three, ignorance is the root poison. From ignorance, attachment and aversion arises. The Wheel of Life was designed by Shakyamuni Buddha. Tibetans have a traditional painting called the Wheel of Life, which depicts the samsaric cycle of existence. In the center of this wheel are three animals, a pig, a snake, and a bird. They represent the three poisons. The pig stands for ignorance. Although a pig is not necessarily more stupid than other animals, the comparison is based on the Indian concept of a pig being the most foolish of animals, since it always sleeps in the dirtiest places and eats whatever comes to its mouth. Similarly, the snake is identified with anger because it will be aroused and leap up at the slightest touch. The bird represents desire and clinging. In Western publications, it is frequently referred to as a cock, but this is not exactly accurate. This particular bird does not exist in Western countries as far as I know. It is used as a symbol because it's very attached to its partner. These three animals represent the three main mental poisons, which are the core of the Wheel of Life. Stirred by these, the whole cycle of existence evolves. Without them, there is no samsara. Lama Rinku Tuluk Rinpoche. There is steps toward fearlessness, the three vehicles of Tibetan Buddhism. So what is the answer to breaking out of the endless cycle of samsara? The answer then is to follow the Buddhist precepts to lead a moral life by following the Four Noble Truths and the Eightfold Path. Let me quote again from Lama Rinku Tuluk Rinpoche. The Buddha showed the gradual way toward the cessation of suffering by means of the Noble Eightfold Path. Again, this is a very basic teaching, yet it's not just a preliminary one. When examined deeply, it proves to cover the whole journey. The entire teaching of the Buddha is included in this path, which provides a basic guideline on how to work with and overcome the sources of suffering. Today, as I reflect on my birthday, I feel great gratitude for being born human. President Abraham Lincoln said, "And in the end, it's not the years in your life that count. It's the life in your years." Time passes so quickly. I feel that just yesterday, we had celebrated the new year. This year has been eventful in my life with the many changes which have occurred, one of which was the Tokudo initiation. In the passage of time, this shows impermanence as nothing remains the same and we change each day, moment to moment. In our affirmation, it states, hard it is to be born into human life. Jodo Shinshu Service Book on page 2. As humans, we are born as foolish beings, full of hakarai and gas. As human beings, we live in a world filled with impermanence and interdependence. An example of this in my life is the recent outbreak of hepatitis A. I had the unfortunate luck to eat at Genki Sushi on August 15th, about 2 hours before the mandated closure of the restaurant, as a suspected site of the outbreak. As soon as I heard this story on the local news, I became angry, worried, frustrated, full of gas. My greed was that I wanted this experience to be erased. Why did I go to the restaurant to eat at that time? Why did the health department have to announce the closure of the restaurant on that day? My hakarai was in calculating who to call and who to complain to. I called the administrative office of Genki Sushi the next morning and complained to them. What could they say? They were as stunned as I was about the forced closure of all of their restaurants on Oahu and Kauai. I emailed the Department of Health and asked them what to do, explaining my concern about the possible exposure because I had been with my handicapped brother, who has a compromised immune system. I explained in the email that I had called to inform his caregiver in his adult foster home. I asked the Department of Health if I should take the vaccine. The department did answer my email and said that I should get vaccinated. So on August 18, I called my doctor to get vaccinated. However, the doctor's office informed me that I needed to take a lab test before they could determine which vaccine I should be given. The anger I felt was because this unfortunate incident happened to me. Why did it happen to me? What bad luck? Why didn't the health department shut down the restaurant before they opened for business that day instead of waiting until after the restaurant had begun serving its customers? I was angry at myself also because as a Tohoto recipient, I recognized I was reacting to the three poison. And because I was Bombu, I could not help myself. My ignorance, stupidity, was in trying to calculate what was going to happen and what I had to do. I wanted to be in control of the situation, although it was out of my control. How could I control a virus? How could I control exposure? And who would carry the virus but remain asymptomatic? Thinking about all of this made me realize the concept of interdependence. Each of us, as human beings, depends on others. In the situation of the hepatitis A outbreak, I am depending on my doctor, the Department of Health, and the restaurant to cure me, to compensate me, and to give me information. I imagine that I will keep reacting to this for as long as the incubation period of the virus, which is as short as 15 days and as long as 45 days. Our gas as foolish beings can be lessened by becoming aware of our own greed, anger, and stupidity. If we become aware of our own shortcomings, perhaps this is the first step in becoming more human. In our affirmation, it states, hard it is to be born into human life. But Isn't it wonderful to be human? Isn't it wonderful to live as a foolish being, learning each day, striving to live? This makes life so interesting that I look forward to what each day will bring. Thank you for listening to me today.